火烧林恩，那后来现在这，现在已经扩散到各个地方去了。
Third wave and that was over, and there is another one in the Toronto airport, and then there was another one in South America.
America, 对。那他说他也学我们了。
And they said that they learned from us.
这样好吗
？Is that good?
其实对我们来宣道更难。
But in reality, that is more difficult for us to evangelize.
对，他不排斥你啊。
They don't go against you.
他把你纳入他们的那个范围里面。
And they have taken you into their circle.
对，你要什么都可以啊。
Whatever you want, that's okay.
好，那还有没有什么要谈的
？Are there anything other things you want to discuss?
那没有的话，最后就是这个教会论这问题很重要。
And lastly is when we talk about ecclesiology or the theory of church, this is the most important.
教会论就是独一教会的论。
And ecclesiology is the theory of the only church.
我在非洲常跟非洲人讲啊，如果你找到一个教会比真耶稣教会更好，不是啊，一样是得救的教会。
And I tell people in Africa,
一样就好。
If you can find a church just like True Jesus Church that can be saved, just one.
啊，在你们非洲嘛，哈，那也很大哈。
In Africa, it's very big.
如果这个教会也很大了
If this church is very big,
那组织也不错
And then it must have a pretty good organization.
那又是得救的教会
And it can also be saved.
我说你告诉我
Please tell me.
我一定是第一个过去
I must be the first one to go.
因为在非洲，那时候我很喜欢去非洲
Because I used to like to go to Africa.
就不用再回德国了嘛
Then I don't need to go to Germany again.
反正都是得救的
Because they can all be saved.
对不对？不是说我没有感情，而是那地方比较好嘛。你 job 当然是换比较好的 job 嘛，对不对
？And that is not to say I have no feelings, but that place is better, so you will have to switch to a better job, right？
我说，那我如果跳槽过去，第一年的薪水都给你。
And I said that if I go over there, then I'll give you the salary for my first year.
我说你赶快去找吧。
Please go find this church.
好了，这是我的意思是说不可能的。
And I could tell you right now that this is impossible.
真的
，truly.
如果是还，我意思说，如果你找到的话，先告诉我。
And if you are to find this church, then please tell me first.
那这样的一个信息，你怎么来跟别人讲
？However, such a message, how are you to tell it to others?
你一开始，你如果在宣道说，这是分两个层面，第一个就是你的信仰，第二个是宣道的那个策略。这是不一样的。
And there are two levels or two layers to this. The first is your own faith, and the second is strategies and techniques for evangelism.
当然，你最先开始，你内心要有这样的一个那个信仰，很笃定的信仰，真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
First of all, you must have this firm belief in your heart that True Jesus Church is the one and only church that can be saved.
如果你这个还不很坚强的话
，If you are not strong on this，
我们可能要开另外一个，就是那个专门讲这个 的道理
，have another workshop that is especially talking about this truth。
这个很重要啊。
This is extremely important。
我去一个地方
，I went to a place。
我们这美国的一个教会啊
，It is a church in the U.S.
那我一去一个妇人就说：“你来这里不可以讲真耶稣教是唯一的基督教会。
”And then when I went there, a woman told me, "You cannot say here at this church that True Jesus Church is the only church that can be saved."
因为我们这里有。什么什么蛮重要的人物，他对这个认为说这样子不好，讲不好。
We have certain important people in our church that don't think we should say this.
我们只能说我们是得救的教会。
We can only say that we are a church that can be saved.
他一讲的话，因为我去那边开讲习会啊。
And once this person told me this, I went there to hold a seminar.
我说我从现在开始上台，每次都要讲真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会，讲到我下台回德国之前，一直要讲到没有人反对。
And I said to myself that every time I go on stage to speak, I'll keep saying that True Jesus Church is the one and only church that can be saved till the very end, and I'll keep saying it until nobody disagrees with me.
当然我上台就一直讲。
And so when I went on stage, I kept saying it.
当然我也知道就有人反对了。
And I knew that someone would come up and oppose.
那就对话，但是是很和平的，就是了。
And it was a peaceful dialogue.
那个完了之后
，After it was over.
我每次去那个教会，那个这个不用讲，他对我特别好。
And every time I go to this church, this person, I won't say who it is, he will be especially nice to me.
因为他已经改过来了。
Because this person has changed.
这是唯一得救的教会。
True Jesus Church is the only church that can be saved.
这是我们内部的，你一定要这样 的那个信仰，你没有的话，那真是传道要打屁股啊。
And for us,
是我啦，不是你。
And for us, you must have this firm belief. And if you don't, then the preacher should be spanked.
因为没有讲清楚嘛。
Because you have not said this clearly.
一般来讲，信徒错不是信徒的错，是传道的错。
Typically, when believers are in the wrong, it is not because the believers are wrong or that they have a problem, but it's because the pastors are wrong.
因为没有讲好嘛。
And because you have not delivered the message correctly.
求神怜悯了哈。
And may God have mercy.
好，那如果你跟别人就是不同的教派的接触
，However, if you are having interaction with different denominations,
有几个方向嘛？哈
，denominations, there are a few different directions.
第一个就是从那个身体，就是从教会论，从耶稣的身体讲。
The first is to talk about the body of Christ from the theory of church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
对。一个人一个身体了。
Each person has one body.
你不能一个头两个身体啊。
You cannot have one head and two bodies.
哦，这就不对。
This is incorrect.
啊，再来。
Next.
哦，但这个道理可以讲更多了哈。
Of course, this truth we can expand on.
我的意思是说，你不要一下就说，哎，你那个洗礼错啊，道成书教的才对啊，你那个。他一听就还没有，你没有讲道理，你就说他错，他当然就晕倒了。
That's to say, you shouldn't say, oh, your water baptism at your church is incorrect, so you have to come to Trinity Church to receive water baptism. Before anything has happened, they...
我的意思是说我们先讲对的。
First, we say what is right.
然后让他自己参考。
And let them think about it.
然后就是从基督本身的身体讲起。
And to talk about the body of Christ.
那另外一个方向呢？
And the next...Direction.
就是从亚伯拉罕的故事来讲。
From the story of Abraham, we could talk about.
我们熟悉的了哈。
What we are familiar with.
用那个预表学来讲的话。
Using prefigurations.
对，在那个prefiguration 的那 prefiguration 里面的那个 typology 哈。
In the typology of prefiguration.
那个亚伯拉罕，我们那。因着耶稣，我们是成为亚伯兰的后世的孩子们了哈。
Through Jesus, we are the children and descendants of Abraham.
那从亚伯兰的孩子谈起。
And we talk about this from the perspective of children of Abraham.
亚伯兰有八个小孩吗
？Abraham had eight children, right?
分成三组。
And there are three categories.
六个就是那个基图拉的儿子。
And six of them are the children of Keturah.
哎，这是自然生产的。
And these came about naturally.
对。
Natural birth.
世界上每个人都是只要结婚就生小孩。
And people in this world, when they get married, then they will naturally have children.
这是在神的自然力生出来的人。
This is under the nature of God that people will have children.
对不对？神有没有爱他们
？Did God love them?
有。你不要讲说神只爱正式教的信徒，其他人神都不爱，这个不可以讲啊，也不是事实。你这样把神怎么样看扁啊？
And did God love them? Yes, they did. So we shouldn't say that God only loves people in the true Jewish church, and God doesn't love anybody else.
世上最坏的人，神也爱他。
Even the
最坏最坏，你说那个是邪恶的、被魔鬼利用的那个，神也爱他。
The worst person that you say that this person has been used by the devil, and this person is evil. Even this person, God loves.
神用什么爱他
？What does God love him with?
自然爱啊，所以你绝对不能否认神不爱他们。
A love of nature, so we cannot deny that God loves them.
爱。自然的爱
a natural
给他地球住对不对
has given this, given this
给他空气吸给他阳光雨露这不是神的爱吗
and sun to shine on this person and rain to fall so is this not love
这是神的爱
this is also the love of God
那第二个就是以斯玛利
and the second is Ishmael
保罗说了在律法看来的话亚伯兰有两个儿子
and Paul said that if from the perspective of the law Abraham had two children
如果用历史来看，亚伯拉罕爱不爱以斯玛利？爱啊
！Historically, did God love Ishmael? God did love him.
也爱他们。
Abraham did Abraham love Ishmael?
亚伯拉罕也爱以斯玛利啊。
Abraham also loved Ishmael.
虽然他生不是以应许生。
even though he was not born from a promise,
人为生,
he was born from man.
但是不要忘记哦，圣经里面取神取名字。
But do not forget that when God names people in the Bible,
谁第一个被取的?
Who was the first to be named?
亚伯兰是被改名字哦,
Abraham had his name changed.
哦，如果从选民来讲，亚伯兰是第一个，他跟他太太都被改名字，他是改名字的人，不是取名啊。
From the perspective of
他本来有一个名字嘛，那第一个神取名字的人是谁？
From the perspective of chosen people, Abraham and Sarah, they both had original names, but their names were changed by God. Who was the first person that was named by God?
以实玛利亚。
It is Ishmael.
所以不，你不能说神不爱他们了。
So you cannot say that God does not love them.
也爱。
God also loves them.
在律法之下爱他们。
Under the law, God loves them.
所以他们，你看整个以实玛利亚的历史哈，到最后他是被赶出去了。
And in the history of Ishmael, at the end, he was cast out.
神说。照那个撒拉所讲的赶出去。
And God said, according to what Sarah said, cast him out.
亚伯兰有没有把他赶出去？
Did Abraham cast him out?
没有。
He didn't.
亚伯兰是把他送出去。
God sent them out and delivered them.
亚伯兰是把他 sent， 神是那个以那是撒拉是说把他 cast out， 不一样的。
Abraham sent them out, but Sarah wanted to cast them out. This is different.
你看亚伯兰把以实玛利送出去说是用台湾话讲是情意绵绵的、
啊啊、
真的舍不得、
啊、
他是自己把那个一袋水放在他、哦、太太身上然后把小孩交给他然后就走了拜拜
and he himself put the skin of water on his wife and then sent his son and his maid servant away
不是好像赶野狗一样你就忽然进来一个，你是吗 ？Cast out， 你不没有把，你不是把它 send out， send away 啊
？It is not like casting out wild dogs because when you encounter wild dogs, you will cast them out，
对不对？但是亚伯兰不是。
But Abraham did not do that。
但是照神的那个那一幕，其实也是很悲伤的啦。
And that scene is actually very tragic。
但是不得不这样子。
But he couldn't help it。
没有办法的。
There was no
所以外教会人他们的奉献，我们也是啊，实在是有时候也是很难过的。
However, the offerings of the other churches, it is something.
以实玛利有错吗
？It's very painful.
这个的小孩没有错啊，错在谁
？Who is the son wrong？
其实是错在撒拉。
He was wrong because of Sarah.
那个听太太的话是一般都不错了，那。弟兄姊妹要听太太的话才会富贵啊，因为弟兄都是比较慷慨嘛，啊，走吃了就吃光了嘛。
And typically, it is good to listen to the words of the wife because brothers are usually more rash, and when they eat, they just eat it all. But the wives will help them be able to prosper.
所以台湾话不是说吗？听太太的话会大富贵啊。
And isn't it a saying in Taiwanese that if you listen to your wife, then you will prosper?
哎，这是有一点道理的。
So there is some truth to this.
但是亚伯兰听太太的话，这下就倒霉了。
But when Abraham listened to his wife, this time
生出以实玛利来。好，那最后呢，就是在神眼中只有一个小孩。
In the eyes of God, there's only one child.
对不对
？Is that right?
不是以撒好啊，也不是以撒聪明，就是应许的。
It's not because Isaac was good or smart, but it is because he is promised.
中国有一个皇帝，我们若骂这个人无能啊，这个人不好，就是这个阿斗啊。
And there is an emperor in China, and if we are going to say that this person is not very capable, well,
但是阿斗也是皇帝啊。
But if this incapable person
剩下来就皇帝啊。
He is still the emperor because he has been born as an emperor.
你诸葛亮再厉害也是，没有办法，是不是？阿斗还是皇帝。我的意思是说，我们虽然阿斗，但是也是应许的孩子。
And even though we may be very incompetent, we are still the promised children of God.
这就应许的小孩。
And we are the promised children.
当然，你跟他讲这个，你为什么这书叫是应许生的？
And if you ask, how come True Jesus Church has been born?
就回到我们最基础的，你有应许的圣灵。
Then we return to the most basic. We have the promised Holy Spirit.
应许圣灵是 哦，这个就在教义里面就要深入了。
In our doctrines, we have to already be deeply rooted.
不是你好才有应许圣灵啊。
Not because you were good that you have the promised Holy Spirit.
这完全是一个 dorea， 就是什么那个 gift。
And this is completely dorea， which is gift，
就是白白送给你的。
Which is freely given to you.
所以反过来啊。
So in another verse，
你没有圣灵，你行为那在教会里面那个做很多圣工，然后很施舍，那行为很好。
If you are in the church and you don't have the Holy Spirit, you do much holy work and you have good behavior.
那一个弟兄他好吃懒做。
And a brother, he is very lazy.
要讲东讲西。
And he says this or that.
这个时候你不要说，你看有圣灵，这个样子。
And don't say, at this time, look, this person has the Holy Spirit and he's like
this. 那我没圣灵比他好啊。
I don't have the Holy Spirit and I'm better than him.
你以后会被自己害了。
You will cause yourself to stumble.
你不求圣灵，到时候要怎么样？没有进天国的凭据是真的。
Holy Spirit, then you do not have this deposit guaranteeing your inheritance, and you won't be able to enter heaven.
因为你得救不是因为你好行为啊，我不要忘记。
Because it is not because you have good behavior.
他虽然是阿斗
，You're not saved because of your good behavior.
他虽然是阿斗，但是他是有应许的圣灵，不要忘记。
This person has the promised Holy Spirit. Do not forget that.
虽然你好聪明、好厉害，是诸葛孔明，但是你就不是刘备生的，你就怎么样，当不了阿斗。
But if you're good and you're smart and you're very, you have much abilities, but no matter what, if you're not born, and you're not under the promise, you are.
我的意思是，我的意思是说，你生在正数教会，你在正数教会，这个应许的东西你要抓住，你抓没有抓住。你哦，被影响到了，害的是自己啊。
And that is to say, if you are born in the true Jewish church and you do not grab on to these beliefs firmly and the promise firmly, then it has negatively affected you.
你说你想得胜于这种德性啊
？And to receive the Holy Spirit.
你说你看他得胜于这种样子啊
？This behavior for someone who has received the Holy Spirit, look at it.
还会让我羡慕吗
？Will I admire this?
哦，你讲这样子小心哦。
If you say something like that, please be careful.
你不羡慕啊
？You don't admire.
你是被人害到了。
You have been harmed by others.
所以神说你要得应许圣灵就要。
And so when God says you will receive the promised Holy Spirit, you must receive it.
我们有应许的圣灵。
We have the promised Holy Spirit.
有赦罪的洗礼。
We have the water baptism that forgives sin.
有些教派根本对洗礼。不是很注重的。
Some denominations don't even value.
你相信悔改认罪洁治，接耶稣当你的救主，耶稣的宝血就洗净你了。
And if you have repented and you've accepted Jesus as your Lord, then you have already been forgiven of your sins.
在非洲常常有大型的布道会哦，一二十万人呢。
And many times there are large evangelical services in Africa, over tens of thousands.
讲的大家哦，有的人都节制了。
And so many people will have determinations in their hearts.
那个是大布道家举手了。
And then the evangelist will raise his hand.
他们到前面了，耶稣的宝血赦罪，对不对
？Raise his hand, and everyone will come forward. He'll say, "The precious blood of Jesus removes your sin."
你的罪都是宝血覆盖了。
All of your sins have been covered by the precious blood of Jesus.
我看了常想说，这种是隔空赦罪啊，隔着空气赦罪嘛。
And when I see this, I think that it is mid-air removal of sin. Remission of sin.
你用隔空赦罪，他们感动的哭起来。
When you remiss them of their sins through the air, then they are so touched that they shed tears.
所以非洲常常说，他们是那个什么，重生的基督徒。
And so people in Africa often say that they are reborn Christians.
重生，我说你怎么重生
？And I ask him, how were you reborn?
他就会讲说，哦，这样重生。
And they'll say that through this method, I was reborn.
其实圣经是说什么
？But what does it really say in the Bible?
洗礼洗去你的罪啊。
And the water baptism has washed away your sins.
那因为有应许的圣灵。
Because there is a promised Holy Spirit.
所以照圣经的方式洗礼才洗罪。
Therefore, through the method of the Bible, it can wash away your sins.
我是刚讲的就是正教会。最重要的那个 教义就在这里。
And what I was saying before, that the most important doctrine is here in the True Jewish Church.
当然了，如果你我们如果他不喜欢听说那个教义，你就不要讲教义，你说圣经的道理这样子。不然他说、哦、你们是教义主义，哦、教条主义。
And if they don't want to hear about the word doctrine, then you can say that this is the truth in the Bible. If they don't,、if they keep saying that you value doctrine too much.
这就是你得救的要道。
Because this is the method of salvation.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼，这一定要很熟的。
Water baptism, foot washing, and Holy Communion, you must be very familiar with them.、
再来那个洗礼、洗脚礼是那圣灵。
And after water baptism and foot washing is Holy Communion.
安息日。
And then also Holy Sabbath.
那最后就是我们洗礼的时候是奉耶稣的名，我们是相信独一真神。
And lastly, when we baptize in the name of Jesus, we believe in one true God.
那独一真神，独一教会。
And one true God, there is one true church.
就是真耶稣教会的，说实在是核心。
And that is to say we have a unity of heart in the true Jewish church.
那其他什么爱啦、谦卑啦、温柔啦、忍耐那个。所有的宗教都差不多，不说差不多，他们都是会讲这些了。
When we talk about other things like love, humility, and meekness, all the other churches are about the same in the way that they can also talk about this.
但是一个很重要的
，but the a very important thing.
你这个基础没有了
，if you do not have this foundation,
你没有这个教会是母亲哦
，the church is the mother.
从别的教会到真耶稣教会，其实换母亲不换爸爸。天父一样。
From another church to the true Jesus Church, you are changing mothers, not fathers, because the Heavenly Father is still the same.
就好像那个什么，以撒跟以斯玛利亚。
And just like Isaac and Ishmael.
以撒、以斯玛利不一样在哪里？爸爸不一样。其实，爸爸一样，妈妈不一样。
And the difference between Isaac and Ishmael is that they have the same father but different mothers.
对。啊，另外基土拉呢？那个他们有的是那个什么？启示录里面所讲的就是大淫妇当他妈妈，
and for Keturah,
那就更远了。
And for Keturah, it is just like it says in Revelations, the great adulterer has become their mother. That is even farther away.
所以，他们对神的认识其实都差不多。
But their understanding of God is all about the same.
对耶稣的认识其实都差不多。
And their understanding of Jesus is all about the same.
我问过很多从别的教会到我们真耶稣教会的，对耶稣的认识都一样，不一样是什么教会
？And I've asked people who have switched from other churches to True Jesus Church. They say that their understanding of Jesus is still about the same. What is different is the church.
那对神啊，对天父都差不多了。
And toward God and the Heavenly Father, it is about the same.
所以，因为我们这是一个个人宣道，其实这。应该是座谈会啊，怎么一直讲哇大了，就讲到快九点。
And even though this is personal evangelism, it's supposed to be a workshop, and but it's just me talking, and I've been talking for so long.
因为应该是你来讲。
It should be you that is talking.、
那到最后很重要就是教会论。
In the end, what is extremely important is ecclesiology, the theory of church.、
如果哪个教会都如果不以教会论为基础的话，那不一定要来真耶稣教会啊。
And if they do not, if churches do not have this foundation of ecclesiology, then they don't need the true Jewish church or one true church.
何苦呢
？How sad. Yeah. Why work so hard?
那我们的会名也重要，你要知道怎么去解释。
And for members, it is important.
对，这有时候也会让你想说，哦，怎么会这个真耶稣教会？
Of the name of the church, we have to know how to describe it. Why is it called True Jesus Church?
外教会人一来就哦，这个名字。
When other churches come and they hear this name,
不用怕。
Don't be afraid.
如果是神的，要拣选的。
If God wants to choose,
有时候还会因为这个名字他来了。
Sometimes because of this name they will come.
你若把它改个名字
，If you change their name,
你说我们是正光教会
，We say that we are the
True Light Church.
The True Light Church.
历史上有没有发生过？
Is there such a thing in history?
Yeah.
There is.
现在正在。
Even right now, it is occurring in history.
有人想说，啊，这个真耶稣教会传不出去，改个名字。
Some people think that True Jesus Church, you cannot preach this name. We should change the name.
改正光教会好了。
Let us call it the True Light Church.
真光教会，真耶稣教会。
True Light Church, True Jesus Church.
当然他不敢离开真耶稣教会啊。
Of course, they're afraid to leave the name True Jesus Church.
大牌子，真耶稣教会下面啊，真光教会下面一点点真耶稣教会。
And the very big、sign it says True Light Church, and under it will have very small letters True Jesus Church. Is that good evangelism?
不一定。
Not necessarily.、嗯、
一个经验啊。
From a personal experience.
我们在德国开始的时候。
When we first started in Germany,
我们遇到的是一个很反对真耶稣教会的一个人，他很认识真耶稣教，从小就很反对，他一直骂我们说要告我们，说我们是是别的教会的那个牧师啊。嗯、
And we encountered
是一个路德会的牧师，那个牧师是台湾人，去那边留学，读完神学院，然后在那个路德会。因为读完之后就他是国家教会就在那边当牧师。
And this person was from the Lutheran Church. He was a minister going for the theological training in Germany. And he was going to be a minister there and stayed there. And he always had a problem with our church. And he would always、criticize our church and also threaten to sue us.
哦，那时候他我们很紧张，就是我们赶快去教会赶快去登记嘛，不然他说我们非法集会。
And so we were in a panic because we had to quickly register our church.
啊，他一直骂我们的时候。
Because he said we were against the church and did not register, and when he was still criticizing us.
德国教会发展最好。
The church in Germany grew the most.
他不是有同工会吗？他同工会里面的四个同工全都到真耶稣教会来了。
And
最后那个主席也来了。
And didn't they have a council? But for their council, everybody who was part of it came to our church, and even the chairperson came.
那后来他那个教会就好像解散了，那我们自己也怎么样，也没力气了。
And I believe that church also disappeared later. And then what happened to us? We lost strength.
要为德国教会祷告就是了。
So we must pray for the church in Germany.
我意思说，他骂的最严重的时候，哦，我们是发展最好的时候。
When he criticized the most, we grew the most.
我们以前不是有一个。一个愿望嘛，叫加倍运动，有没有？信徒加倍运动，每年加一倍，加一倍。那个时候是真的，有时候一年加两倍，加三倍。为什么人少嘛？你两个、四个来信，就怎么样？加两倍了嘛。所以你不要以为说这是啊，这是真的加倍啊。刚开始。
And then we had a goal at first to increase membership, but throughout time it actually increased many times.、
嗯、那个时候也因为他们骂得凶。
And doubled and tripled, and that's because they criticized and yelled at us harshly.
So we were saying that this sometimes becomes our own obstacle. Think, ah, change the name, how good.
So sometimes when we think things like we should change a name, that would be so much better. This becomes a personal obstacle. To choose the best name, they will not necessarily come because of that.
我真的，我每次看到真耶稣教会的信徒，我从内心真的是很尊敬，都敬个礼。
And truly, when I see True Jesus Church members from my heart, I will really respect them.
真的，从内心不容易啊。
And from my heart, I really
真耶稣教
会
信徒不容易，非常不容易
，extremely difficult.
有神的恩典在你身上
，The grace of God is upon you.
不容易啊。
This is not easy.
所以我们今天呢来谈这个宣道，个人宣道。
And today when we talk about personal evangelism,
当然在圣经里面有很多例子啦。
And of course in the Bible there are many examples.
耶稣是个人宣道最好的例子。
And Jesus is the best example of personal evangelism.
我们都很清楚的了。
We are all very clear on this, right?
那个约翰福音第三章
，John chapter three，
也是个别宣道跟那个犹太人的。就是先生，就是跟那个什么，尼哥底母啊，晚上来见的，他是官哦。
From the Jewish official Nicodemus, he met with him at night.
他是拉比哦。
And he was a rabbi.
个别谈到。
And they talked about the truth.
第四章。
Chapter four.
耶稣自己去找那个妇人。
Jesus himself went to look for this Samaritan woman.
也是个别宣道。
And this is also personal evangelism.
其实从第一章就开始了。
Actually, it started from chapter one.
耶稣去找腓力。
Jesus went to look for Philip.
然后腓力又带那个拿单叶。
And Philip also brought Nathanael.
这都是很好的个别传道的。
And these are all good examples of personal evangelism.
所以在我看到这么多人来。
I've seen so many people come.
对，真是让我也很感动了哈。
And this is, I'm very touched by this.
也求神祝福你们。
And I ask God to bless all of you.
圣经里面说要得那个直到永生的奖赏。
And the Bible says that to receive reward that will be until eternal life.
对，我们看约翰福音。
Let us look at John.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
当主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人谈完之后。
After talking with the Samaritan woman with Jesus,
那他的门徒来了。
His disciples came.
那耶稣说：“我有我的食物啊。”三十四节。
In verse 34, Jesus says, "I have my food."
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
在这一章里面就是个人宣道。
In this chapter, it is personal evangelism.
做圣工完成神的旨意就当他的食物。
To do holy work and to finish the will of God is his food.
那耶稣说你们不是说收割的时候还有四个月吗？
And Jesus says, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest?
耶稣说举目看向田观看庄稼已经熟了可以收割了。
Jesus said, behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields for they are already white for harvest.
人的观点看起来四个月才能收成，就是你麦子撒下去，四个月会收了。其实那个时候只是刚刚撒种而已啊。耶稣就说可以收了。
And for 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Actually, at that time, they had only started sowing, but Jesus said that it was time for the harvest.
但我们知道了哈，去撒种是不看天候的。
And but we know that.When we sow,
不是看天气的。
It is not looking at the weather.
收割也不是看天气。
And harvest, we do not look at the weather either.
如果你看云、看风，没有办法去收割。
If you observe the clouds and the winds, you cannot harvest.
很有趣的哈。
It's very interesting.
保罗也是这样的想法。
Paul also has the same thinking.
保罗他说：“我被浇奠，我要离世了。”
And Paul says that I'm about to leave.
我们很熟悉的了哈。他跟那个年轻说：“年轻啊，提摩太啊，无论得死不得死，总要传。”
And he says to young Timothy that you have to preach no matter what.
无论是时候或不是时候。
In season and out of season, you must preach.
其实保罗给他讲说：“这个不是时候了。”
However, Paul was saying this is not the time.
为什么？
How come?
因为接下来保罗说你去 到那个时候呢人耳朵花沉也、要自己、那个什么、找出很多的师父也不听、啊、人家不听你又叫他去传
Because at that time many people their ears will be hardened when you preach to them and then they don't even listen how can you tell them to preach
这告诉我们宣道是超越 时候
And this tells us thatEvangelism supersedes time, surpasses time.
刚刚播下去就要去收了。
Once it has been sown, you have to go harvest.
所以第三十六节。
And so, verse 36.
说收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。
Says that, and he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life.
人间所积蓄的东西有一天会过去的。
And what man has gathered and collected will pass away one day.
当然在座的有些人很可能、不是太多了会不会超过一半年纪比我大了
And so people sitting here there won't be over half that are older than I
所以我不敢说越人老越老什么样但是这是一个体验
So I do not dare to say that if man is older but this is an experience
当你看到自己的亲人离开的时候
Once you see your own beloved ones leave
那种感觉不一样的
It is a different feeling
什么都是带不走啊
You cannot take anything away
今年我岳父走了
And this year my father-in-law passed away
以前去他家小孩子他的书、很特殊的不可以乱摸的
And before when I went to his house we cannot
他很喜欢书啊
carelessly touch his books because he loves books
他是走了
and he left
好我太太说亲戚朋友有人要书自己去拿
and then my wife said relatives and friends if you want.
有些是我们不要啊，当然我们是先去拿，要的就拿。小孩那个书很多。
Because some books we do not even want, but of course, books that we wanted, we want to take them first. But there were many books.
拿完最后还书还很多。
After we had taken books we wanted, there were still many, many books.
就叫那个卖就是 second hand 的那个说，这全都给你们。
And so we went to the second hand dealer.
载了一大车走了。
And said that we'll give this all to you. There was a large truck that came to carry it away.
带不走啊。
And he could not take it with him.
你什么时候能带什么东西带得走
？What can you take away with you？
每个人可能有自己最喜欢的东西啊。
Perhaps there's something that everybody really likes。
放在保险箱里面的那个东西。
Put it in a safety case。
你走了。
Safe。
你如果你有一天走了。
And if one day you leave。
真是带不走。
You truly cannot take it with you。
其实我们是空空的来。
In fact, become empty-handed。
你带着你个人宣道的成果回天家。
And you take the results of your personal evangelism back home.
因为这是积蓄五谷到永生的。
Because this is fruit for eternal life.
当然了，从圣经来看的话，如果你信心不太好，就要去宣道。
Of course, from the Bible, if your faith is not that good, you should go preach.
这是主耶稣跟他门徒也是这样说的。
And Jesus and his disciples all say this.
你看马可文到最后哈。
If you look at Mark at the very end,
是他们都不相信耶稣复活。
They all didn't believe that Jesus resurrected.
你看马可福音第十六章啊。
If you look at Mark chapter 16,
第八节从这里第八节开始哈。
16 starting from verse 8.
他们吓得发抖啊，又惊奇。
They were trembled and they were also amazed.
害怕。
They were very scared.
好，第十一节。
Verse 11.
他们不信。
They did not believe.
第十三节
verse 13,
也不信。
They did not believe them either.
你看第十一节最后是不信嘛？第那个十三节最后是说也不信嘛
？We look at verse 11 and 13. They all end with disbelief.
十四节
verse 14,
耶稣直接骂他们说：“你们怎么不信？心里刚硬。”
Just Jesus rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart.
耶稣说：“去宣道吧。”
And then he said, "Go preach."
所以宣道是每个人该做的。
So preaching is something that everybody must do.
那同样的，那个去。就是牧养不是每个人可以做、啊、不要乱牧养啊！你要说辅导一辅就倒、啊、
And so, pastoring is not something that everyone should just go and do because counseling, they say that once you start to counsel, then you'll just fall.
宣道是给每个人都要去做的。
Preaching is for everybody to do.
但牧养呢
？But pastoring,
一个一个问。
One by one, you ask.
主耶稣问那个彼得：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
问三次。
He asked him three times.
给他不一样的那个情况。
He gave him three different circumstances.
他都要说：“是我爱你，是我爱你，是我爱你。”
For all of them, he had to say, "Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you."
没有爱，深深的爱，不要去辅导。
If you do not have a deep, deep love, do not counsel.
有时候你以为你很有爱，其实是管闲事啊，好管闲事。
Sometimes you think you have a lot of love, but it is just idle thinking.
以为很不错，那一辅就倒了。
You think you're good, but once you try to love someone, you fall yourself.
但是。这是宣道会，那个座谈会，这是每个人该做的。
And in this workshop, we know that this is something that we should all do.
要存到永生。
And this will be fruit for eternal life.
我看九点多了，阿门。
I think it's nine something.
还有没有什么问题、啊、
？Are there any questions?
没有。啊，那我们再唱一首诗。
And if not, then we will sing another hymn.
我们唱520首。
Let us sing hymn 520.